Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English, this is Blair.
Hi guys, this is Summer, 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
这些奖品啊，都是我们为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
哎，一讲到努力做某事儿，Summer，你脑海里面蹦出来的第一个表达是什么？
Try to do something.
Come on, as an English teacher, give me something more.
Okay, so try very hard to do something. Okay, I was just joking. 其实呢，在英语里啊，有很多表达都可以来代替 try to do， 而且呢，都很实用，很高频。
Exactly. So let's give it a try in today's podcast.
哎，比如啊，刚刚薇薇老师这句话里面的 give it a try， 试一试，就可以马上想到呢，有两个可以代替的同意表达、
mm-hmm.
We can also say give it a go or give it a whirl.
Indeed. So this is how you spell the word whirl. W-H-I-R-L, whirl.、Mm-hmm. 这个词本身是表示旋转啊，但是在这个词组里呢 give it a whirl 意思就是试一试 to try to do something you have not tried before.
对，所以你看我们今天这个话题多实用啊、
mm-hmm.
那到底有多实用呢？我们一起来看一看。 That sounds like a good topic. So let's give it a whirl. 今天的所有内容呢都整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
OK， 那我们先来看一看口语当中想说努力做某事儿、竭尽全力做某事儿有哪些好用的表达呢、So what do you have in mind?
OK, so I like this phrase. It's very simple but very useful、
mm-hmm.
To give your all. All 就是全部的那个 all， 把你的全部都要给出来，所以就是很努力很努力了，然后也是竭尽全力去做某事。To use all your energy and determination to achieve something that is personally very important to you.
Right. 那这个短句呢，我觉得很适合发朋友圈啊。
嗯、
比如说你在备战马拉松，然后发一张训练的图，就可以配文 to give my all.、嗯、然后比完赛，可能成绩没那么理想，但是呢，也可以说我尽力了。I gave my all in the race, or I gave my all in the training.
Yeah, right. That's a good idea. 然后刚刚通过贝贝老师这两个例句，我们还能发现里面这个介词用的是一个 in， give one's all in something， 就表示在这件事情上尽力了。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how about next one? Which phrase do you like to use?
那这个表达呢，我经常在美剧啊、电影里面看到。
Mm-hmm.
Go out of your way to do something.
Go out of your way to do 就是不走自己的路吧
不是这个字面意思啊这个词组是说呢使尽浑身解数来做一件事儿，本来可以不用这么做但还是特意来做了 To make a special effort to do something 比如啊对朋友说哎呀你不用特意来帮我就是 You don't have to go out of your way to help me I can manage it
Okay, got it那就比如贝贝特别善良啊包里总是带着一大包猫粮会特别留意路上有没有流浪猫啊给他们喂东西吃这个时候呢就可以说 Blair is so kind and is a cat person She always goes out of her way to feed and help them
就像我们 Summer 一样啊 I know you also do that
Okay, so we're both cat person
Right, okay Here's another informal phrase To pull out all the stops And this idiom was originated from music
嗯，这个习语是跟音乐有关了，对吧？
嗯哼，
确实啊，刚刚这个词组里的 stop 我们都认识是停止的意思，但是你看字面意思啊Pull out all the stops 把这个停止都拉出来就完全不知道他是在说什么
那其实呢 stops 还可以表示风琴的那个音栓琴师弹奏风琴的时候啊需要很用力的去拉那个音栓所以啊 pull out all the stops 就延伸出很努力尽全力做某事这个意思 to do everything possible to make it successful
Got it. So, some examples?
比如说才过去的双十一、为了让我们消费商家们真是煞费苦心啊、
yeah.
The companies pull out all the stops to lure us to spend more money buying stuff.
真的是的。 不过这次双十一快递也是真的快啊、
嗯、
两天就送到了。所以也可以说为了保证及时送达，这些快递公司啊真的也是竭尽全力在做事了。To make sure the speedy delivery, logistics companies also put out all the stops.
Yes.They really bend over backwards to deliver the packages. It used to take me half a month to get my stuff, but now it's within 3 days.
是的，感谢物流公司还有快递小哥啊，非常努力的在配送那么多包裹了。那刚刚呢，贝贝老师又用到一个很实用的表达，就是 to bend over backwards to do something.
对，那这个表达真的很形象啊、
嗯、
Bend 就是弯腰的那个意思 Bend over backwards 其实是向后下腰那个动作、
嗯、
那为了做一件事儿都要下腰啊、嗯、所以真的是竭尽全力了、
嗯、
You're making every possible effort to be helpful or to please someone Even when this causes you difficulty or inconvenience
那我怎么感觉听这个英文描述啊、
嗯、
觉得这个表达有一点点卑微就有点舔狗啊为了让别人开心超出自己的能力和本分去做事
确实是啊带有一点讨好的意味、
嗯、
比如说生活大爆炸里面就有一句这样的台词嘛、
嗯、
My new roommate is bending over backwards to ingratiate himself to me 意思就是我的新室友在不遗余力的讨好我
啊肯定是 Sheldon 说的台词了然后那我又想到我们两个铲屎官啊那每天也是在尽全力讨好家里的猫
了、right.
We're also bending over backwards to make our cat's life more comfy、
right. For them, we would go to great lengths to do anything、
yeah.
那这句话里面的 go to great lengths to do something 也是一个非常常见的词组 Length本意是长度，词组的意思呢，就是竭尽全力去做某事儿、
嗯，
而且程度啊还比较重，有那种不达目的不择手段的意味
啊。是的，那这个词组刚刚这个不达目的不择手段这层意味呢，可以通过它的英文释义感受一下啊，就是 to be willing to use any method that is necessary in order to achieve something, even if this involves being dishonest or breaking the law。
对，比如之前外媒有一篇关于饭圈的文章啊。里面有一个这样的句子 China's fan circles or 饭圈 are highly organized groups that will go to great lengths to support their idol from doing charity work in their name to waging digital war on social media to boost their ranking
Yeah, 粉丝们为了自家的 idol 确实是会 go to great lengths to do anything 那像刚刚这个词组呢平常写作呀或者是正式场合啊都可以直接用起来
嗯那我们简单总结一下啊、
嗯、
今天讲到的努力做某事我们可以用 give it a go give it a whirl
嗯口语中有两个表达 give your all go out of your way to do
两个习语 pull out all the stops bend over backwards to do something
最后还有一个 go to great lengths to do 那今天讲的这些词组啊大家其实都可以结合自己的实际呢来造句这是最快可以掌握他们的方法了
Right Okay, so that's all the time we have for today 我们今天的所有内容都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
So thank you so much for listening This is Summer
And this is Blair See you next time
Bye
This podcast is from Morning English
学口语就来早安英文